Hey, there's something different about my mango pineapple smoothie.
Really? My caramel frappe tastes fine.
Nah, something's definitely different.
No difference, other than I got them for half off because I ordered on the app.
Well, that explains it.
Explains what?
How things seem to taste so much better when you're getting a sweet deal.
Okay.
Right now at Mickey D's, get 50% off any size McCafe beverage when you order through the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. Visit McDonald's app for details. Download and registration required.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor! That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Greetings, my wonderful viewers, subscribers, and listeners. Welcome to Send Me Radio. We're also on YouTube, just in case you'd like to watch this message. You can also log on to YouTube. You can subscribe, share, and love us. Welcome to today's message, which is titled A Godly Marriage. Once again, you're listening to Send Me Radio, where we promote the gospel. So help us to be a gospel spreader by subscribing to this channel and clicking the notification bell so you can know when new messages and videos are being uploaded. Today we're going to talk about, as I said before, a godly marriage. What does the Bible say about it? We're going to search the scriptures and highlight and discuss some of these scriptures and the keys in them that would help us to unlock a godly marriage. In Genesis 2, 18 to 25, we're going to read a few scriptures that we can reference. There are several scriptures dedicated to relationships, marriages, but we're just going to look at a few of them. So in Genesis 2, verses 18 to 25, it reads, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet." We see here that the woman was first created as a reference to the man to help. What do we mean by help? Is it that the wife was created just to be a helper, to cook, clean, and bear children? No. A woman does all these things, yes, I agree, but Proverbs 31, read the entire chapter, and it tells you that her price is far beyond this. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instructions is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
Definitely you will catch the Proverbs 31 wife. No, she's busy creating wealth for our household.
Many women do noble things, but this particular woman surpasses them all. Now, if we can look into the scripture, we can see that the Proverbs 31 wife, she's exceptional. She goes above and beyond just the regular chores, just the regular running of the household. She goes the extra mile. And that is what that scripture in Proverbs 31 is highlighting. Not mediocrity, but greatness. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Laugh at the days to come. That means that whatever struggles or problems that faces this woman, she knows that her God will help her. The scripture has described not just a wife, but the characteristics of an exceptional wife. The Lord describes how she was created in the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 20, Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from Adam made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Here we see the first duty of man is to dominate. According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word dominate means to have a commanding influence on, exercise control over. The man was made to first dominate his environment before the wife even arrived.
So we can even see here that the Lord created man to be a leader.
And the wife was sent to help him. So the man was not created to dominate the woman or control her, but to first of all control his environment. And then the woman was created to help the man. So when God has given your husband greatness, you should be there to help. Now we're going to unlock some of the keys found in the scriptures that opens doors to a healthy and fulfilling marriage. In Ephesians 5:22, it says, "Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord." Wives, the Bible says we are to submit, meaning into our husband's equivalent as submitting to God himself. When you submit to your husband, you're basically submitting to God himself. Your service to the Lord himself, you're doing it here on earth. And if we go a bit further, we can turn to 1 Peter 3, verse 6, where it says, "Sarah obeyed Abraham, her husband, and called him master. And you women are true children of Sarah if you always do what is right and are not afraid." Looking at this word submission and its definition, we are informed that the word means to accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another person. So your husband should be the head of your home. This is further reverberated in Corinthians 11, verse 3. "But I would have you that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." Again, we can see this in 1 Corinthians 11, 8. "For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man." With this said, we can see why the man is a threat
to the political way of thinking. Because the way God created a man, he created him to lead. A lion just can't become a cat. It's only natural. Even for mothers who have boys, you will see that the boy will more go to his mother than to go to his father to ask for anything. Because men were naturally born to lead.
And every precaution is made when addressing or approaching a woman when her husband is present. 1 Peter 3 verse 1. "Likewise you wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives." The Bible made it clear that the man is the head of the woman. He is in control of the leadership of the home. That doesn't mean that the wife is a robot, nor does it mean she's without a voice, nor does it mean that she's a subject of abuse or to be victimized. No, none of the above. It simply means that just like a company, there's a head. You have a head in a company.
I'm sure that when you go to work, someone's in charge.
So do you in your home. You have the head of your home. But she should be aware of the position. So the woman should be aware of the position God has given to her in the organizational chart. Just like the company that I just mentioned. Every company has an organizational chart. It shows you the order or command, the responsibility, and the relationship between individuals. The man is not the woman, neither is the woman the man. The man is ordered to love his wife, and the woman is told to show the man the respect. So as you see, it is reciprocal. The respect automatically follows the love. Ephesians 5:33 instructs, "However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." What is this? Just as the woman needs love, men need respect. You may be wondering, but how do I show respect? Or the man might be saying, but how do I show love? Husband, you can show love by complimenting your wife. Commend her efforts in preparing your meals. Admire her makeup, her outfit. Encourage her to improve herself. Support her in that journey and acknowledge her achievements. Don't compete with your wife. As she achieves, you automatically win. As you're a team, and your team will definitely strengthen and solidify. Woman, you may be wondering, so how do I show respect to my husband? You can show respect by not disrespecting your husband in public. If you know that he's at fault, you lift him up. You can always have a private discussion with your husband in the comfort of your own home behind closed doors, not in front of the children. Don't disrespect your husband in public, neither disrespect him in private. Always let him know that you respect him the same reverence that you give to God. The Bible is saying that you should give it to your husband. Don't allow intruders into your marriage. Genesis 2:24 says, therefore shall a man leave his mother and his father and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So your mom shouldn't be in control of your relationship with your wife. Neither should your father be in control of your home. The Bible has already told us, once you're married, you leave your mom, you leave your dad, and then you cling to your wife. So we can see that your mother or your father isn't or shouldn't be in control of your marriage, nor should they be the ones making decisions on your behalf. Take this into consideration and practice, and your wife will automatically respect you for being the leader of your home. She will not respect the pastor more than you.
Of course, your pastor is your spiritual leader, and we seek him for wise counsel. But the Bible tells us that you should firstly submit to your husband.
Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Nor will she regard another man's opinion over her own husband by saying, oh, what the pastor said, I should do so and so. But do it this way. She will not blatantly overlook or override your decisions and your suggestions. This opens doors for the enemy to step in and disturb the peace in your home by allowing things like constant arguments to creep in, anger which escalates and leads to abuse. No, definitely, there's no perfect marriage. At times, you'll find yourself arguing over trivial things. But with God's grace and the understanding coming from both the husband and the wife, you can come to an agreement. Wives, be wise. Let the Lord grant you wisdom, that your husband will not just adore your beauty, but can also listen to your wife's words.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.